7 Things You Need to Know About the Red Number 3. For over 30 years, Red Number 3, a synthetic dye banned in cosmetics for its cancer risks, was still allowed in food and medication. Now, that long-standing contradiction is finally being resolved. On January 15th, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration banned Red Number 3 from food and ingested drugs, pointing to animal studies that link the dye to cancer. This decision, rooted in the Delaney Clause, which prohibits cancer-causing additives, signals a growing concern about synthetic food dyes, even as debate continues over their actual risks to humans. As companies look for alternatives, here's what you need to know about the ban and how it could affect your food and health. 1. What is Red Number 3 and where is it commonly found? Red Number 3, or erythrosine, is a synthetic dye that creates a bright, cherry red hue in foods, beverages, and medications. It's also found in unexpected items like almonds, tortilla chips, fruit cups, and beef sticks. Even nutritional meal replacement shakes contain the dye, raising questions about its necessity in products where color seems secondary. According to the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit that promotes transparency in consumer goods, Red Number 3 appears in at least 3,023 products listed in its database. While the current focus is on its use in foods and drugs, Red Number 3 has also appeared in dietary supplements, cosmetics, and pet food. 2. Why is Red Number 3 considered risky? Red Number 3 has been scrutinized for decades. In the 1980s, studies linked high doses of the dye to thyroid cancer in male rats, prompting the FDA to ban it in cosmetics and topical drugs by 1990. Yet despite these findings, it remained legal in foods and ingested medications. Beyond cancer risks, synthetic dyes like Red Number 3 have been linked to behavioral and attention issues in children. Some research suggests these dyes may worsen hyperactivity in sensitive individuals, fueling demand for natural alternatives. While the evidence remains inconclusive, the concerns have shaped public opinion on food additives. 3. What prompted the recent ban? The FDA's recent ban followed a 2022 petition by the Center for Science in the Public Interest, backed by 23 organizations and scientists. The petition invoked the Delaney Clause, which prohibits cancer-causing chemicals in food. CSBI argued that Red Number 3, flagged as a carcinogen decades ago, should have been banned sooner. This should have been a no-brainer, Lisa Lefferts, a senior scientist and former consultant to CSBI, told the Epoch Times. FDA itself said it caused cancer in 1990. Yet no action has been taken until now. A review of the research found no evidence contradicting earlier findings, underscoring the delay, said Lefferts. Lefferts, who helped write the petition, speculated that the timing of the ban might be linked to the approaching end of the Biden administration. The FDA is overdue in responding to this petition, she said, adding that the agency may have acted now to claim credit before the administration's term ends. California's 2023 Food Safety Act also added pressure. The FDA seems to have been prompted by the California law banning four ingredients that passed in October 2023, Jennifer Pomerantz, an associate professor at New York University, told the Epoch Times in an email. First, the California law prompted the FDA to re-examine BVO, and now it is Red Number 3. Rising public awareness and consumer demand likely also influenced the ban. The Facebook group Dye-Free Family, swaps, recipes, and resources run by the creators of the newly released documentary To Die For has attracted nearly 700,000 members. Group members warn others to stay vigilant about products, noting that this is just one of many artificial dyes found in American-made products. 4. Where does the U.S. stand compared to other countries? Regulations on Red Number 3 and other synthetic dyes vary widely between the United States and other countries. Many countries adopt a stricter approach to food additives. The European Union has banned Red Number 3 in most foods under the precautionary principle, which removes harmful chemicals without waiting for definitive proof. Japan and Norway have also banned or heavily restricted synthetic dyes like Red Number 3. Food additives are typically allowed in the United States unless clear evidence of harm emerges, a policy Pomerantz says gives the food industry too much leeway. 5. How can I avoid Red Number 3 until the ban is in effect? The FDA's ban gives companies until January 2027 to remove red number 3 from food and until January 2028 for ingested drugs. In the meantime, consumers will need to take proactive steps to avoid the dye. Look for red number 3 on ingredient labels, which may appear as FDNC red number 3 or erythrosine. Reading labels closely is the best way to avoid it. Health-conscious brands are turning to natural alternatives such as beet juice, turmeric, and paprika extract to replicate vibrant colors. To avoid synthetic dyes, look for labels that say dye-free or made with natural colors. EWG also offers databases to help shoppers identify products with synthetic additives. The FDA's decision should improve food safety, but the transition will take time. Until then, the best way to avoid red number 3 is to stay informed and read labels. 6. What other synthetic dyes are still in my food? The FDA's ban on red number 3 is a step forward, but other synthetic dyes like red 40, yellow 5, and blue 1 are still widely used in U.S. foods. Red 40 is among the most common food dyes in the United States. While still approved for use, it has been linked to health problems in mice. Some experts say the FDA should reassess synthetic dyes as demand for natural, additive-free products grows. At a minimum, the FDA should reevaluate ingredients that other countries ban, said Pomerantz. During a December 8th U.S. Senate hearing, Jim Jones, Deputy Commissioner of the Human Foods Program at the FDA, said it had been a decade since the FDA had examined the use of Red 40. Lawmakers questioned why the dyes are still in the food supply here when they've been banned elsewhere. The biggest distinction between the U.S. and Europe is that they've been doing post-market review of chemicals now for over 20 years, Jones said. In the FDA, although we have authorization to do post-market reviews, there's no statutory mandate to do them. He added that the FDA is planning to implement post-market assessments. For now, Red 40 and other dyes remain available, leaving consumers to read labels and make informed choices. With momentum building for clean labeling and natural alternatives, the debate over synthetic dyes is far from settled. Lefferts called the FDA's decision an important win, but criticized the delay. We need the FDA to move faster. There are still too many harmful chemicals in our food supply. 7. Will this ban affect food prices? With food prices already high, the FDA's ban on red number 3 could have an effect as manufacturers reformulate products. Replacing the synthetic dye with natural alternatives may come with added costs due to sourcing and processing challenges. Companies may also face increased research and development expenses to ensure new formulations meet quality and visual standards. These costs will likely be passed on to consumers, particularly in products that rely heavily on vibrant colors, such as candies and snacks. While many brands are already moving toward natural dyes in response to consumer demand, the transition could temporarily raise prices. On the plus side, one cost-benefit analysis for California suggests it may also lower healthcare expenses in the long run. The good news is that many companies are already making versions of their products without Red 3 to be sold in places like the EU where the synthetic dye is already banned, Melanie Benish of the EWG told the Epoch Times in an email. They will simply have to switch the version they make for the US to the version they're already making for other countries.